Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
People still hiring. Unfortunately, people still filing for unemployment as well. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to 991FMTalk.com. Participate in our poll question today. Will you continue to support UNR after announcing plans to bring in Colin Kaepernick to craft policies to make the campus better for Black students, faculty, and staff? Some interesting answers. Very interesting answers. So far in the yes category, 8%. We have a little bit higher percentage in that. I did not support UNR before this jerk came along. Yeah. A bastion of commie activity and studies. Libnet cases. All right. A good old sound 76% of those participating so far said just no. But some interesting answers here. Of course not. I won't support this, so put me squarely in the no column. What's going on here is there are some, too many in fact, but not all, who have it fully in their mindset that this is their big opportunity to blow right past any sense of justifiable reform. There's always room for improvement. Boy, ain't that the truth. There, in every place, there's room for improvement. But they're trying to seize this opportunity to make amends for sins of the past and turn this into a pendulum swing as if we're supposed to even the score. I've seen this movie too many times before. First rule of covert operations, create a diversion. That is a fantastic answer. Had a couple of people even vote on to that. Here's another one. What are they thinking? He's now an arrogant extremist. So soon, only Black lives will matter. He and Obama seem to forget they're both mixed race and identify only with one. This knee-jerk feel-good reactions are going to set us up for failure. And as you said, Monica, way back in time, what about tolerance? What about inclusiveness? It only goes one way eventually. And now racism is alive and well. And it's okay as long as Black lives are the only ones that truly matter. God help us. Exactly. We have a total reversal of racism right now. Maybe there is systemic racism in this country. But it's against white people. For the sins not of our great-grandfathers, not with, Tim Kaine or Tim Klein, whoever that jerk legislator is, that said America created slavery. Tim Kaine is an idiot. And this is what happens when you tear down statues and you rewrite history and you let the liberal agenda take over the entire education system. We've been saying this for decades about the university system, but now it's that way in the elementary system as well. Slavery has been around since man was created. You're not going to get away from that. Whatever you decide to come up with as your truth, it's not fact. You might want to pick up a book every once in a while. Yesterday's poll question, as we get back to polls, Should Jason Soto step down as chief of the Reno Police Department? 79% of those participating in the poll said yes. Absolutely. Even though he's a nice guy, that doesn't matter. If you can't do the job, step aside and let somebody who can do it to protect this community, to protect our law enforcement, and to make sure that no matter what the mayor says, that you stay on the side of the law protecting our community. Let's go back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. You want to continue the conversation on UNR?
I sure do. Yeah, let's start with that, and I got a couple other topics. But I read something this morning that said they were going to erect a statue of Colin Kaepernick at UNR. Now, whatever you want to do, you feel better having somebody come in and you know, act like you're solving the situation. Fine. I don't care about that. I think most colleges are so liberal anyway. They kind of preach like if someone hurts your feelings, you can sue them type mentality there. But, you know, going along with the statue thing, if we were to go tear down the statue of Colin Kaepernick, it would be considered a hate crime. We would be arrested right away. Now, it's not the same when you're tearing down statues back east or burning churches, or I just don't understand how they can manipulate the system to fit their agenda. Why is it not, you know, racism is racism. If you're whatever color and you hate another person because of their color, it's racism. It doesn't have to just be white versus black. It's all across the board. I guess we'll start with that.
Well, I mean, you're right, because what happens when, you know, all of these Hispanic groups like La Raza and a few others sponsored by Open Societies, they're siding with Black Lives Matter and they're getting involved. And what's going to happen when all of a sudden it's going to be black versus Hispanic? Then what are we going to see?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then it's just, you know, more violence there. And, you know, hey, I'm Irish. Okay. We were slaves as well. We went through it. A lot of cultures did. And, you know, to me, it goes back to what did ISIS do when they got into Egypt? They started tearing down the culture and breaking and destroying things.
Yeah.
Everybody that is doing this type of stuff here in America was like, oh my gosh, they're destroying history. They shouldn't do that, even if they don't agree with it. Well, hello, look in the mirror. You're doing the same exact thing, acting the same exact way. You can tear down anything you want. It's not going to rewrite history. It's there as a reminder of, hey, this was a bad man. This is the culture. You have a talk with your children. You explain to them why it was so bad and what happened to, you know, change that situation and change some things for us.
Well,
hey, we're proud of this.
It opens up a conversation. Also, because now students in the future are not going to know about Robert E. Lee and they're not going to know about what happened. We have to embrace our dark side as we try to become better. You know, you can't just wipe it all away. And just, you know, for everybody's knowledge, it's the alumni that are pushing for that statue of Colin Kaepernick. And so far, I mean, the group's got 500 members on Facebook that launched the campaign. So people better start calling the president of the university if they're against it. Any donors out there, guess what?
Absolutely.
This is what they're doing. Brian, what else did you want to talk about?
You know, I just wanted to start with that. I you know, we could go on and on, but the taser situation, it just shocks me. There's so many things that they said, hey, taser is a lethal weapon. Okay, now it's not in this case. Well, you can't pick and choose what you're going to do that day. I mean, the law is the law, and you have to follow it. You can't
exactly. You
can't allow police officers to bend the law to fit their narrative. So the AG cannot do that. Also, Santa Fe, New Mexico, the guy that was defending himself against the guy with a knife in his hand, he's getting beaten, and the attorney general there is still trying to press charges on him. That is clear-cut self-defense. Exactly.
Especially when they're running after him, screaming, kill the guy, kill him.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the one guy has a knife in his hand. Like, hello, that's exactly, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. He didn't fire when he was just being beaten with fists. It's when that knife came out and they said, kill him, that he said, my life is in danger, self-defense. I mean, it's just like here in Nevada. It's stand your ground state. And if you feel your life is in danger, as long as you are not breaking the law and not in a place where you are not supposed to be, you can defend your life or lives of others.
Yeah. Brian, thank you so much for the call today. And I hope people are paying attention to what's going on. I know it's hard and there are a lot of bad things happening, but you have to understand the bigger picture. You really do. You've heard me say it again. You're going to shake your head. But it's not about a virus. It's not about a race war. It's not about the death of George Floyd. It's not about Russia. It's not about an impeachment. Oh, it is kind of. That's why we're seeing all this other stuff. Because the left is going to do everything and anything. That means even throwing law enforcement, local law enforcement, under the bus to try and get control of the White House again. Because Trump is doing some serious damage to the swamp, and they're not happy with that. And I can guarantee you, this pain that's going on right now with them is just starting. What's happening to the swamp in Washington, D.C. right now and why they are fighting back so hard? They're just showing their hand. And they have no problem with dividing and taking down this country in the process. We'll be back right after this quick message so I can get to this email that I keep trying to bring to you, but I just love your calls too much that I keep putting it off. So we'll get back to the Obama-era purchase of firearms and ammunition right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Actually, I'm a little bit happier when you call in and you share because I appreciate your calls. Talk and text line, 884-9910. But don't call me right now because I really want to share this with you and I want to go over it. We've just got a few minutes until the bottom of the hour. I don't even think I can get through all of it. But I want to take you back in time because remember, she was not supposed to lose. That's why she probably went on that drunken binge or whatever she was doing after the election, because she was not supposed to lose. So you might remember back, we had a few stories on this. During the Obama administration, the last 2 years of it, all of these weird gun and ammo purchases were coming up. Now, we have our military. Yeah, that's all fine and good, which, by the way, Trump is bringing home a lot of people, places from Germany and, I mean, just all across the world. We've got our civilian security forces, you know, our police, when they're not shut down by Mayor Sheevy. We have our National Guard. But why did the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service spend $4.777 million purchasing shotguns, rifles, propane cannons, liquid explosives, pyro supplies, buckshot, drones, remote control helicopters, thermal cameras, military waterproof, thermal infrared scopes? Huh. Interesting. Can you also tell me why the Department of Energy spent $50,000 on M16 fully automatic rifles. The General Services Administration, you know, the GSA that just watches the money. Why did they spend $16,000 on shotguns and Glocks? Bureau of Reclamations, almost $700,000 on firearms and ammunition. EPA, $70,000 for ammunition. The Smithsonian, $42,500 for ammunition. Social Security, $61,000 in ammunition. Does anybody see a pattern here? The Bureau of Engraving and Printing, approximately $100,000 on firearms. The U.S. Mint, $180,000 worth of ammunition. The Bureau of Fiscal Services, whatever they do, almost $700,000 on ammunition and firearms. And then, of course, the Department of Agriculture. $1.1 million for weapons and ammunitions. Wow. We're now seeing anarchist groups like Antifa, BLM, and others carrying nice weaponry. Just look at the recent photo of the guy from Chaz. Nice little tricked out AR-15, or it might have been an M16. I wasn't looking that closely. All of these left-wing gun clubs. There's the Socialist Rifle Association. There's the Huey P. Newton Gun Club. There's the Trans and Queer Gun Club. I'm sorry, the Queer in Trans Gun Club. The John Brown Gun Club, which is the one that's helping Chaz out. What's very concerning is there's video of members of the John Brown Gun Club following people who have been asked to leave the autonomous zone. I'm going to still call it the autonomous zone because they don't know what that is or how to say it. So, you know, when your brain is fried on drugs in Seattle, they actually follow those people to their car and then they take pictures of their license plates and the people. Why do they need that? Could they be going to people's homes? They are the ones providing security. Security. The ones helping out, beat down people at the whim of the different leaders. Isn't this supposedly what they're fighting against? The racism? The being controlled by somebody else? This is pretty damn funny to watch it play out, actually. But then again, it's not. Because this is happening on the streets of America. What is funny is a liberal mayor had her home tagged by BLM. In Olympia, Washington, she was all for what's happening in Seattle. But as usual, when it came to her home, now BLM, she's calling them domestic terrorists. How interesting is that? No. Not really. That's how they roll. as long as it's somebody else's problem. Woohoo! Support BLM! Yeah. And then when your stuff gets damaged, they're terrorists. We cannot allow this country to be led and handed over to communists. Because they are playing literally right out of the Marxist handbook. Everything that we are seeing right now has already happened in the past. But people wouldn't know that because of our liberal education system and what they choose to and not to teach the next generation. It's up to the parents. It's up to the families. After seeing all of this happen, do you really want your kids to go back into public education? Black parents don't want to send their kids to public education. They want choice. They want to be able to choose which school their kids go to. It's always the left who denies choice, whether it's in school or anything else. But some people are just too blind to see it. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1,
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine, and we agree to agree at least some of the time. A glass half empty is a glass half
full. Oh, sorry.
That's what makes life beautiful.
Reading emails. Bob just sent me this email at monica@991fmtalk.com. What will happen when somebody tags Colin's statue as a recipient of white privilege? He knew nothing of the black community. He knows nothing of the black community. He was raised in a Christian white household. I wonder what his parents are thinking now. I'm not even going to pretend to know. Is that why he's so upset? Did he or did he not receive benefits of white privilege, if that's actually a thing? Because I don't know about you, but I've had to get off the couch and work my butt off to get to where I'm at. Come from a small town. Come from a working mom, divorced parents, family were, you know, hard workers. I was taught that if I wanted something, I had to work for it to purchase it. Then credit came along. But fortunately, my husband was raised that if you want something, you get the money together first and then you get it. So he keeps me on an even keel. But this is crazy. This is crazy, and we just keep letting the craziness happen. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. Let's go to the talk lines right now and check in with Gino this morning. Gino, you want to talk about athlete privilege?
Well, yeah, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole white privilege, although I know he grew up in the Central Valley, Turlock area. He went to a private Christian school. If he had gone to the public schools in the Central Valley, he would not have been the only person who looked like him. He would not have been. But going to a private Christian school, you know, made U.S. He got a good education. That's what his parents wanted for him. They wanted him to have the best. He had natural athletic ability. It was encouraged. His dad was his coach. He had other coaches. And let's just be honest. We know people. We all remember people when we were in high school and people we've known. They have ability, and suddenly every 35, 40-year-old man's like, you're special. You're great. You're incredible. You can dribble. You can throw. You can run. You can hit. And they get privilege like crazy. It doesn't matter if they're dumb as a rock in a classroom. And apparently Kaepernick's actually a pretty bright guy. He did not have any of these issues until he went pro. And when he went, and these came to him pretty easily. He was successful at UNR. He went to the Niners, successful there. And then when things got difficult, it's like somebody got a hold of his head and started saying, it's because of this, it's because of that. And rather than, if he had still had that influence or that Christian school, he might have understood, you know, there's a little bit of suffering. It builds our character. It strengthens us. It helps us get through the difficult things. I'm not saying the man's had an easy life. I've never been pulled over driving while black, okay? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily look at Kaepernick and think of him as a black man either, although he did go with the fro. But that was a throwback to when I was a kid. He just, I think he's had privilege as an athlete. I'm not saying he hasn't worked for what he's had, but let's be honest. The man's made a fortune from Nike, and he hasn't thrown a football in 4 years in terms of mm-hmm. football. It's just we've got to understand, and this is who we want to honor. I don't understand. Let's see how Cap's career plays out. Let's put a statue because of his character. Look, I understand they're tearing down Confederate statues like crazy in the South. All right, that's been. They lost the war. It's been 150 years. It's, you know, time to move on. Let's even take the roof off the General Lee. You know, I'm not going to get into all that, but really, we're going to put a statue of this guy at UNR. Let's see how things play out. Let's see if we get through this as a country. Let's see, and we may look back and say, you know what? He brought awareness, and the country went through some really rough times, but we're at a better place. That would be great. Then talk about it in 20 years. Maybe there's a statue. But right now, that's madness. They're tearing statues down like crazy, and yet here we're going to put one up. I'll be honest. I thought for the last 20 years, how the heck did Johnny Reb or John, hey Reb down at UNLV? Why? I understand the North versus South, the blue and the gray, but that was the 1960s. They made him the mascot of UNLV in 1960s. They wouldn't have even done that in the 1860s because we had just fought a war and lost more Americans than any other time in history. We've got to figure some things out. And this idea of like tear this down, rush to honor this person. We got some serious thinking to do. And I think UNR, if they do this, they will have alienated the people who go to their games.
Gino, absolutely right. Thank you so much for the call. And I completely understand about the Robert E. Lee statues and things like that. But now they're going after Abraham Lincoln statues. Gino, actually, I got to let you go. I want to bring up something here since you brought that up about athletic privilege. All right. And yeah, what I was saying about the Abraham Lincoln statues. Yeah. The person who literally led the fight to free the slaves. Yeah. Now they want his statue taken down. Let's talk about athletic privilege. As Gino was just saying right there, how many times do we let that quarterback in every high school, wherever, slide on his grades? Because we've got to have him on the field. He's the backbone. And yet he's getting C's and D's and F's. But he could win that championship. Now take that from elementary, from high schools, and put that into colleges as well. You know, it's not just the knee that's going on. How about this? This was sent to me. The knee is not the only problem. 68 children by 52 women, 7 players. Children raised in fatherless homes, especially Black children, are far more likely than children raised in two-parent homes to engage in criminal behavior and thus have contact with the police. Ergo, when their father, they father a child with a woman to whom they're not married, or at least even living with, they're contributing to the problem against which these football players are taking a knee. If you look at many of these players' records on out-of-wedlock children, you find that they are the ones contributing significantly to the problem against which they are protesting. Let's just throw a few names out there, for example. Remember, I'm not a sports person. I might get these wrong. Antonio Cromartie has 12 children by 9 different women. Apparently, the NFL had to shell out $500,000 before he could even play football for him. Travis Henry, he's got 11 kids by 10 different women. Willis McGahee has 9 children by 8 women. Derek Thomas has 7 children by 5 different women. Benny Blades, has 6 children by 6 women. Ray Lewis, 6 children by 4 women. And Marshall Faulk has 6 children by 3 women. And don't forget Adrian Peterson, 11 kids from 7 different women. Before these guys take a knee, maybe they should take a good long look in the mirror. Now, this is athletic privilege right here. Could you imagine the list and what I would go through if we went on to the music industry and the rappers out there that all they do is diminish women's opinions of themselves because they sing about and rap about beating down the bitches and hoes and they're celebrated. Athletes celebrated. Ice-T? Cop killer? Celebrated. Actors, singers, musicians, athletes. The list goes on and on. And what's sickening is kids used to worship and want to be police officers and want to be firemen and want to be doctors. They wanted to succeed in life. That didn't come out very good. They wanted to succeed in life. That all changed. They wanted the quick bucks because of what the rappers were talking about. Even the girls. So what do they rap about? What do they sing about? Drugs. Quick money. Again, it all goes back to money. It's all about money and no morals and values. Why do you think churches are so demonized and, no pun intended, and still on shutdown? And we're not going to worry about that right now because we're focusing on getting sports open back up. Do we see the big disconnect here? It's not about family. It's not about being out in nature and enjoying life. It's about being divided, shut up in our homes, not working, frustrated. The economy's starting to come back, businesses starting to open. Well, unless you're in a Democrat state. Thank you, Governor Sisolak. Governor sucks a lot. Governor for brains. Because we are a Democrat-controlled city of Reno, and because we are a Democrat-controlled state, keep it shut down. Because now that, hey, you know, stock market never crashed like they said it was going to, like they hoped it was going to. But 40 million people still out of work, but jobs coming back at a faster than expected pace. Yeah, now we're going to get a second wave of the virus that people are so afraid of. It's about an election. And if you let the left steal this election, if you don't talk to your Democrat friends and ask them what they really believe, show them the facts on what Trump has accomplished for everybody in this country, no matter what race, no matter what religion, no matter what sexuality. Yeah. When other countries and other religions are just killing gay people, he protects them. He goes after other countries for doing that to them. But no, Democrats just keep hearing the same drumbeat. He's racist. He's homophobic. You got to change the narrative. Turn off the news, pick up a book, and start living your life in the light. We'll be back as we wrap up the show here next after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for joining me today. 10 to noon every weekday with your texts, your calls, and your emails at monica@991fmtalk.com. Just received this text. I grew up in Turlock, went to elementary in high school in Turlock, graduated in 74. At that time, there were only three black children that went to school there, and they were the most popular kids in school and acted normal, just like everyone else. I can't imagine when Kaepernick went to school in Turlock, there wasn't very many black kids, so I'm sure he got treated the same. Because you know what? Kids do. When you see kids playing with their friends, you see all races, all religion. Racism, sexism, anti-religious beliefs, those are all taught. And I honestly don't believe, maybe I'm naive, but I honestly don't believe they're being taught that in their homes. How much time do kids even spend in their homes anymore? Bring that to the argument. They're out with their peers. They're out in groups, watching movies, listening to music, playing video games. They're learning these things outside the home. We had a great opportunity during the shutdown. And I hope people take advantage of it, took advantage, and continue to take advantage. And that is being with your family. Sitting down and having long, hard conversations about everything. Even if you're embarrassed, talk about sex. Talk about the fact that there's only two genders and they're being misled. Talk about religion, why you believe in one thing or another. Talk about race. Talk about the future and what we need to hang on to make sure that this country is successful for people who want to be a part of it. Because the people who don't want to be a part of the Constitution, don't want to be a part of America, the melting pot, the whole reason we're here, then I can think of a lot of countries. Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, China, that would love to have you. I love you. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.